What if you think if you, well,
I'm really
you've
sorry,
got some notes. No, you've got some notes. If you can remember the few pieces of feedback you gave me of my growing edges, just shoot it to me in an email if you have time.
Okay. Yeah. I'm really sorry, everybody, that I did not.
Not a problem. Not a problem.
Speaking of everybody, you know what Jamie just told me, side note, she just told me earlier today, Mercury just went into retrograde.
Oh, there it is.
So that's why we're all, right?
There it is. There it is.
We're all the way we are today, I guess. Oh my gosh.
There it is.
Okay. Wonderful job. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful mentoring, Lois.
Thank
you. Let's bring Merlinda in really quickly. Merlinda, what's your feedback for Lois, please?
I think you did a great job on that, sort of that focusing piece, and it helped me sort of notice, you know, things that you know, but enhance, sort of focus on it. Like when were those questions good, and when you're in the flow and those connecting pieces. So that was really helpful in enhancing that. I think when I've got a cold, I'm normally more negative. So I appreciate your focus. I know you were trying to maneuver me into the more positive space, but maybe, you know, recognizing that, you know, when you're ill, you're not feeling 100%, so there might be a reason to do that even more. Yeah. So thank you for that.
Yeah, great. Okay, good. Thank you. All right, let's Rainbow and Grace, if you want to come back, I'm going to let's go ahead and go back to the main room just to because of our timing today. Okay.
Thank Sherry, I'm going to duck out this second hour. I've got to get back to work, unfortunately.
Okay.
And
okay.
I haven't used up my two missed sessions.
That's okay.
It's in my budget.
All right.
Thank
great.
You, everyone.
Take good
Thank
care,
you.
Lois.
Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right, everybody. Let's go back to the main room. Okay. Hey, everybody. All right, for this round, we have Gretchen. I think Martha's supposed to be, there she is. Okay, good. You're on mute, Martha.
Hi, please, I'm sorry. Oh my God, that was weird. I'm sorry. No, I'm not playing today.
Where's Martha? Gretchen is coaching Helen. Martha is the mentor. Okay. So Martha, how are you?
I'm great. And you?
Good. Thank you. All right. What do you want to be thinking about focusing on for your mentoring today?
So a couple of things. One is Gretchen coached me before, and she and I have a little bit different way in terms of our language. And so I want to be very cognizant of that, right? And meet her where she is. So my overarching concept for the mentoring is that flow, that conversation, right? We talk about that a lot, but I want to meet her where she is, support her. She's an excellent coach. We just saw excellent mentoring, right? Excellent. So support, but also listen very carefully to offer some growth opportunities. If possible, right?
Okay.
And that space about, you know, feedback and the balance of that, but to make it really be a nice balanced conversation.
Okay. Sounds great. You keep moving on my screen. Okay, good. Oh. Very good. So you have, as you know, your tee up with Gretchen. She'll have 20 minutes for the coaching, and then you have about 10 minutes for the mentoring, Martha.
Okay. Terrific.
Okay.
Thank you.
Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Gretchen. How are you?
I'm good today.
Good. Glad to hear that. How are you arriving today?
That question doesn't resonate with me. Just kidding.
I know. High five, right? I'm really expecting that. I am just...
I am arriving pretty good, actually. I had a well-paced morning and was able to really arrive to the session feeling a sense of spaciousness.
Okay, great. And can you help me? What does spaciousness mean?
Relaxed, settled, present.
Okay, great. Super. Okay. All right. What would you like me to be attentive to watch for in your coaching space? How can I support you?
I, of course, listening for the competencies. And where I am paying attention these days is really trying to be sure I get the measure before we move off of setting the agenda, really allowing enough space in the session for setting the agenda, even if that might take a while. I think sometimes it's very tempting. So that's one thing around like, you know, what does this look like? What is, whatever that may be, the measure. I would like to work on, continue working on making eye contact through the camera, which I didn't realize was an issue, but it seemed like it might have been. So I want to just kind of check in on that.
Okay.
And then I continue to work on silence, using silence in a nice balance.
Okay. Now, silence. 2 seconds, 10 seconds. How big of silence are you looking for?
I don't know that I would measure it in specifically in the seconds, but allowing, in this case, Helen, an opportunity to think about what she's noticing. So rather than me making the observation or me providing the insight, to be able to just ask her and then wait.
Okay. So competencies in general, being sure to get a good measure when you set the agreement. Okay. Eye contact through Zoom. And the silent space and allowing Helen to take time to notice what's going on with her. Okay. All right. So that sounds right. And how do you like to get your feedback?
I just want you to tell me the good stuff.
That's so easy to do.
I'm specific is very helpful to me. Like if you give specific examples, both of things that you noticed that landed, that you thought were great, you know, well-timed, whatever, it might be a great question. And then specific on like, if not this, then maybe try this or.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for sharing that with me and good luck with your coaching. Okay.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. You have 20 minutes for coaching and then we'll go ahead and do the rest. Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Hi, Helen.
Hi, Greg.
I love those new glasses.
Oh, you do? I wasn't sure about them. And I feel like I'm from an old FBI movie, but they have the blue light thing. So
yeah, I'm thinking it works. It works for you. where do you want to focus our time today?
So I've been thinking about something that I have bumped up against since I've been in the consulting coaching realm since 2005. And it's something where it's the balance between when you're really busy and when there's some space. Mm-hmm. So as you know, I'm not on any programs right now because I have a trip to the UK and then I have a trip to the beach and I originally had another trip somewhere else. So I have some space in my schedule, which is delightful. And I find myself still sitting at my computer till 6 o'clock. I'm reading, I'm doing all these things. And I'm just realizing, gosh, I'm really tired. And what permission would I need to be able to step away and really savor the space? Because I want to really savor it because I know the busy is coming.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you want to walk away with today in the next 18 minutes or so?
Well, I'd love to understand the pattern, maybe, because it does feel a little bit like I'm stuck in productivity mode. And I would love to unpack that a little bit. And maybe just something, a practice or something that I can take away to help me invite me into rest, play, renewal, nourishing, that kind of thing. So that when I find myself going into the old pattern, I have a quick invite to, oh, I'm over here.
Okay. So if I'm success would look like you would have a understanding of where the pattern is coming from and how to recognize it, and at least one practice to kind of pull you out of it and redirect. Yes. So from, okay, from desk work, productivity to spaciousness. Mm-hmm. Am I getting that right?
Yes. It's spaciousness. It feels like renewal. It's intentional. It's that intentional play and rest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's the difference in the energy between when you're at your desk reading and exploring via whatever's available to you at the desk versus when you're in another space, quite literally in another space, both physically and mentally? What's the difference in the energy?
When I'm at my desk, I love what I do. I love the people I work with. Mm-hmm. So there's an energy of connection. There's an energy of love. I really enjoy my clients too. There's an energy of meaning and purpose in mm-hmm. what we're doing. Mm-hmm. So that feels super wonderful. The energy of stepping away, it's such a great question, Gretchen, because I just realized, you know, in this whole pandemic world and with both of my kids going to college, the stepping away is a little bit on the quieter side. Mm-hmm. So I'm starting to build up more walking with friends in the neighborhood, seeing people outside, doing a little bit more. But the stepping away, I think maybe feels like a little bit of a hole. So maybe that's why it's really great, because I get to still play with my colleagues on Slack, we're answering things, I'm in connection. And when I step away, maybe that's what it feels. It feels like disconnection. Mm-hmm. So perhaps, see, I knew talking to you, I'd get this figured out. And I definitely feel this need for rest and renewal. So if I think about how could I build connection there, how could I bring in meaning and purpose there, and that might be where the juice is, right? Because it's as if the draw is here, right? Because I love the work and I love the people. Stepping away is a little bit, Rob said, we've had a lot of togetherness in this pandemic. So he's off playing a lot of golf and he's setting up his new office. So it's been really nice and quiet in the house. And I find myself, why am I going not, you know, taking one of the 3,000 books I have like right at my fingertips and just diving in there and just enjoying a novel or something like that. And I just don't. Then yeah. I go into other things that, you know, other busy work. So there's something about the busy in a connection, right? And maybe it's feeling like I'm contributing.
So I feel like I want to ask about the nature of the whole, and not so much to explore, you know, the whole itself, mm-hmm. but if you could imagine yourself building anything that you wanted to step over the whole, or to make the whole not there, what kind of a structure would you build metaphorically?
Well, I wouldn't want to cover it all up because then that would feel like denial. And I think that it would be one of those cool, like Go Eight bridges, where it's like got all the little planks in it and it's a bridge across. Mm-hmm. It might even be a path around a bridge across. I wonder if it's something about even just looking in and getting curious about what it is. And also, if I take the bridge across or I take the path around, what am I moving towards? Mm-hmm. And I think that's what I'm curious about. What is it? I met a friend for a walk the other night, and I said, she's recently divorced. And I said, she's moving from our neighborhood. And I said, why don't we, I won't see you just in the neighborhood anymore. So let's get intentional about our friendship. And she cried. She was like, that would be so great. And I thought, there's something, right, that is filling in some of the void that, you know, the kids will be coming back for summer, but still it's them, you know, young adults. And Rob and I do lots of fun things together, but there's something more. And it's not just about, I think, relationship with other people, it's relationship with self. It's what would it take to give myself permission to just rest and just stop for a moment and savor.
Mm-hmm. Connection and love with self.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So if you're standing on the middle of this beautiful bridge that you've built and you're looking over the edge of the bridge, what message does the whole have for you?
Well, it's so funny. So as I'm in the metaphor and I'm looking over the bridge, the hole is actually not that, it's really not that big of a hole. And it's all planted with flowers at the bottom. So I'm looking over and I'm like, oh, look, it's so pretty. It's more like a little quarry, like with plants and color. And so it's almost as if the whole feels like something to be avoided with, but when I'm right over it, it's actually quite beautiful and could be something to be savored.
What's becoming clearer to you as we've been talking?
That there's understanding the draw of why I'm working more than I need to be working right now. It's not working more, it's being more in a work mode when actually there's an invitation for some space. It's because of the love and connection and meaning and purpose, which, you know, sort of really contribute to well-being, and the line going across to that feels like a hole, but maybe it's not a hole, it's just a different piece of landscape. Maybe it's just a little bit different. And what if I was to give myself permission? Yeah, permission to really be in that, right? Because when I wanted to do a path around it, that was something in my mind's eye, which is, I would never go up to a hole. Unless I've got my climbing helmet, my harness, and I'm roped up, I'm not going to go and look down into a big hole. But I wanted to have a path around it, which made me think, oh, there's something I want in there. And it is a beautiful sort of quarry and quiet and natural beauty. And I think I think it's also an old pattern of, you know, parents saying, you know, money doesn't grow on trees, you got to work hard for everything you get. And that sort of, even when my parents retired, they would say, we've been very busy today, we've worked very hard. And I'm like, you're retired, what are you working at? And I just realized I'm not doing the same thing, but that pattern is, there's more drawing me towards work. But what I want to do is invite myself here too, like both ends. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's one idea for how you could invite yourself? Are you inviting yourself to cross the bridge, to spend time gazing into the quarry, to take a walk around? What's the invitation?
The invitation is the walk around the quarry. Like, the bridge is cool and all that, but yeah. I don't know. I feel like I want different perspectives. I think that would give it to me. Like, I keep dreaming about, what are those things?
A labyrinth.
I keep dreaming about labyrinths. Mm-hmm. And it feels like that. I mean, this is a sort of quarry thing, so not the same, but it definitely has that mindfulness piece that I really value and I think is really good for my health. And it has that natural beauty, which is also really good and good for my health. So I think it is the going around.
Okay. So what kind of a practice would that be?
I think it would be a practice of doing the things that I normally do for self-care, the mindfulness, the walking, the yoga. But I think the practice is in discipline, is the discipline of stepping away, right? Even if it feels like there's a quarry, I don't really know what I'm going to do, stepping away like I do every Friday. Mm-hmm. And not coming back in on a Friday because I'm like, I don't really know what else to do, or creating work outside of that, right? So it's about renewal. So how could I just let myself be? I think that's the thing.
Okay. Where do you want to go from here?
I don't know. I'm not sure how much time we have left.
We have about 5 minutes.
About 5 minutes. I feel like I'm unearthing all these beliefs that I grew up with. So there's that to be aware of, you know, sort of not a value unless you're working, right? Work is everything. So I realize I need to, you know, be aware of when that comes up. I think maybe the thing is to focus on what it looks like when I step away and how to still stay connected, right? Because I think that's what I don't want, is any ball to drop, because I'm used to, you know, I'm quite active on Slack. Someone asks a question, I'm like, oh, I know where to find that or whatever, yeah, right? Yeah. And so I don't want to disappear, but I also want to reappear in my own life where it's spacious, where it's quiet.
Yeah, yeah. That's powerful visual, reappear in my own life. Mm-hmm. So this vision came to my mind of making your desk and your office a little less attractive, like putting a do not cross across, you know, like that tape they put on crime scenes across your door when you leave.
Yes.
To make it, how does that land for you, this idea of making it more evident when you are returning?
Yes. I mean, I think that's right. I mean, I have these lovely French doors on the office. And when I've been leaving them more recently, I have intentionally closed them. But the puppy really likes to sleep on my yoga mat. So she scratches on the door to come in. And then she's like, come on, this is where we hang. Mm-hmm. And so I just need to be more intentional about not then opening the door, because then I come in, I'm like, oh, what's going on over there? But yes. So training the dog not to reside in my office, closing those doors actually does feel like, because I can see in, it's not sealed off, but it's closed. It's like, that's the end of that day.
Yeah. So you and the puppy both love that routine.
Yeah.
So what does the permission slip look like to have a summer?
Oh my gosh. Well, the last few years have been really busy. So it is an invitation, right? It is. We're members of this swim club that has this beautiful brand new saline pool, and I'm supposed to swim for my mobility, and I haven't made it there yet. So I think that could be something I would do. Maybe start the whole thing about reading a novel a week again through the summer. What if I could commit to that? I love to read.
Yeah, summer fiction.
Mm-hmm. I'm writing this down. These are great ideas. Mm-hmm. And I think it really hit me because Brené said, she's closing for 14 weeks, right? Walking away, taking a sabbatical, the first time in her career, most brave, courageous thing she's ever done. Mm-hmm. And that just really hit me. She's, I do not hold the responsibility that Brené Brown holds.
Mm-hmm. So if she can do it, yeah.
Right? It was like the ultimate permission slip, which is, wow, this is really around boundaries and just another development on boundaries and in service of the good.
Yeah. What would you want to be true about yourself the next time we talk?
That I have even more insight into the quarry or the path around, that I actively am practicing walking away. While maintaining connection. So I think I got to figure out that continuum, right?
Yeah.
Trying to think about how to be a reliable team member and also make the space, you know, maybe cluster my clients in the front half of the week and then take out the sec, you know, I'll figure something out and then check it with leadership.
Yeah. I noticed that the bridge is one, you know, like a bridge is straight line, and that you were drawing the circle around.
Yeah.
So as you think about this, considering that it's a circle.
Yes. So it is. Yes. And I have been just like on the Roman road.
The Roman road.
They made their road so straight. And that there's space for some meandering. And I can give myself permission for that.
Yeah, and still return. What else needs to be said today to wrap up?
No, I think that was just wonderful, just perfect. I was wondering what to bring today, and I thought, this is it. It's like unglue myself from the seat, especially when there are fun things out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'll be a champion.
Yes, for sure.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're muted.
I forgot. I should have said I'm going to specifically unmute myself. That's what I'm going to work on as a mentor. How was the session for you, Gretchen?
Well, wonderful. I know Helen very well. We really enjoy each other's company and spirit. And we a lot of times don't get to have the opportunity to have, well, we very rarely coach. I mean, if ever. That was a pleasure. And it felt like so rich. It was so rich in metaphor. Like we really could have, like a full hour could have been really fun to explore the different things, but she's really coaching herself, this ability to be like, oh, wow, wait a minute. Like it's not actually a hole. It's kind of a little gap and there's this beautiful quarry. And, so I think it was great.
Okay. Enjoy that for a second. We'll use some silence for a second. Let that all sit. Okay. All right. When we first started, the three things that you wanted to work on were, you know, how do you measure success and that aspect of establishing the agreement, the use of silence, and your eye contact. In any particular order, how do you think you did?
I hope the eye contact was better because I took like zero notes. So I'm just really,
totally impressed.
Really focusing on just like watch staying dialed into her. So I hope that it's hard for me to know because, you know, when you look at yourself, you're seeing down. Like, so it's hard for me to tell like how that's actually resonating. So, but I hope it was good. I thought the use of silence was met well, well-placed and measured. I thought Helen actually used a couple of on her own initiation, which I thought was great. The measure piece of it was a little bit difficult because it wasn't like we were saying like very specifically, but in general, and I wished I would have asked, how do we do on your agenda? Because even though I asked what else needs to be said, I think, you know, how do we do on your agenda, which is kind of explore what was happening at the desk and then to come away with at least one practice. Okay. And so I, you know, I don't know. I feel like we maybe could have been a little bit more specific on like, what does a practice mean? Like, is that a mindset? Like at the beginning when I was setting the agenda, mm-hmm, which mm-hmm. you said I kind of made the assumption we had a shared definition mm-hmm. of what a practice was, which made it harder for me to know whether we got it or not. Like, are we going for a mindset? Are we going for something like really tactile, tangible? Like I'm going to turn my light out at 5:30 and whatever, and not come back in. So I think that was, I could have gotten clear on that. What does that mean?
Okay. I thought you, I didn't get a, I'm going to have a checklist and put, use red, yellow, green scorecard. I didn't hear that, but she was very comfortable in that space of one practice. And when you offered her the, what else, you know, needs to be said today, I didn't hear her come back and say, hey, can we talk about the practice?
Yeah.
So yeah. I think you did very nicely there. Okay. Now, so I thought that was great. Now on your, if I may, on the silence, you did a phenomenal job. I didn't track how many sounds, like I'm a nerd, I like write stuff out. After her initial statement of what she wanted, I don't know whether it was intentional or not, it was about 2 seconds. And it was beautiful. And then she kept going. It was just terrific. And you used it again after she talked about her relationship with herself. You employed it again. Your body language. Okay, so this is kind of commingled, if you don't mind, with eye contact. Your mm-hmm. eye contact was impeccable. I'm like, she's not writing anything down, is she? That's amazing. How did she do that? And you were able to continue to use your own words. Okay, that was amazing. Your eye contact was great. Maybe only twice I saw you look up thinking about something. I think you were thinking about something and once looked to the side. So whatever feedback you heard about connecting through Zoom, you totally nailed it.
Okay.
So I think you did a really nice job. Now, if I may, additionally, your head nodding, you were super leaned in. You were super engaged. When you guys connected on a metaphor, your face lit up like an LED light when you smiled, right? And those are super reinforcing things in addition to the eye contact, right? So you've got some superpowers there. Right, that you totally nailed it. Totally nailed it. You're appreciative in your tone, the head tilt. Give me 1 second. If I could give you in this space about connection through Zoom, if I may, this is mm-hmm. a super small tweak. Sometime you held your pen like this.
Oh yeah.
And you did this. It's not a wonder. I'm curious, right? Wonder if that, I don't think it's intended to be blocking, but it is blocking, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Because you're full on the rest of the time. Okay, so that was just a little tweak there, if that's okay.
That's so interesting, Martha, because I often like use the pen to think. Like, and I have not thought about where the pen is. It's just part of, it's like a fidget.
Perhaps I'm projecting. I do everything with a pen. I totally do.
It's about, you know, I think it's about where it's at when this is your field of vision, you know, yeah. where it's at. Like if you were in a room with me, that might not be as noticeable but on Zoom. Yeah.
Yeah, when you only got a postage stamp, right? Where is the pen and the
right, right? Right.
Okay, so
are you about like, yeah.
Okay, so how are you doing so far on the feedback? Are we okay?
Yeah, great. Yeah. Oh, it's very helpful. Okay.
All right, and I have a little bit more on some things. You are the queen of metaphors. We got the crime scene tape. We got the hole. We got the bridge. Right. What else did you use? Oh gosh, I wrote down where. What does the permission slip look like? I giggled. Thank God I'm on mute, because it just kind of, those kind of terms, I think, tied beautifully to the play, relax, restore that Helen was looking for. So your use of metaphors were super visual and supported that space that she wanted to do. So I just thought that was exceptional. And again, at the end, you brought her back to the hole, but you reinforced for her about walking around it. Cause she said, you know, it's beautiful in there. There's flowers in there. And you helped her create this space for her to think about what those actions would be. So I just thought it was done very, very well. So just really great job.
Thank you. I really appreciate that, Martha.
Okay. Is there anything else that you would like feedback on that I perhaps missed?
I don't think so. I mean, love to, you know, have Helen come on and offer up feedback. I think there was along the way in my coaching journey so far, I had a mentor who said, you know, trust that if a question needs to be asked or something needs to be said, mm-hmm. that it will be. And there were opportunities here. Like I said, like I really could have, it would have been a lot of fun to explore the desire for contemplation coupled with the worry about, you know, being lonely. And what does it look like to be in your own best company and all that. Yeah. But I, you know, it was just like, just wait, you know, and see. And so I wonder, I guess, if it was evident, is it evident when I'm holding back? Were you able to see that when I don't
know if it's holding back so much. I didn't perceive that. What I do perceive is there are options and forks in the road where you could go. And if you had time for a lovely afternoon walk with Helen for an hour, you might have time to take different paths around that park.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense I'm saying that, right? You only had 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And to your point, let's see what Helen, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Or wait, Sherry's.
Well, I guess Sherry come. Yeah.
Sherry's going to work on me for a little bit. Okay. Thank you.
Oh, yay. Enjoy that. Thank you very much.
Let me get a new sheet of paper.
Okay, Martha, really nice work. What a great mentoring session. Yay. How was it for you?
I think I accomplished the flow in being very intentional about mapping out. Now, you know, we've done more of this now and have a chance to watch more, mapping the behaviors, and she asked for specificity around those things. So because she laid it out for me, it was much easier for me to take notes and mm-hmm. to try to have the conversation back with her.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Yeah. You were aware at the beginning, you said you really wanted to be aware of the language. You wanted a flow for the conversation, meet her where she is, and then also listening to offer any growth areas. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what do you think? Use the use of language, the flow of the conversation. Talk about that a little bit, please.
I think what I tried to do is allow Gretchen to, and maybe that's my style, is to let her kind of talk through. Like I recap what she wanted to and asked her to talk through that, to allow her to set the pace and where she, right? And then I just kind of, she hit them and then I hit them so that we could try to make it be conversational as we went through it. Because I wanted to embellish what she identified were the same things that I identified, right? So go ahead and give her that space to do that and have her not, right? But it was intended to be, now let's go back and talk about some other things. What could be tweaks? What are things that you did just jam up awesome? So I tried to make sure I wasn't doing the ratio, but I was trying to make sure she, and give her the specifics about what I thought was just terrific.
Yeah. And I think you did such a good job with that, giving some specifics about what you noticed. Yeah. So of course you started asking with her, how was the session for you? You let her talk about that. And then you named those three things that she had identified that she wanted to work on or to be aware of. How do you think you did? She was able to talk about that. And then, yes, you acknowledged her use of silence. You said, I think it was phenomenal. And you gave her some specific examples, which, great, really nice to do, because doing coaching live and then, you know, as we, you're the coach and you're reflecting on it. Yeah, what was that? What did I do? Because you're in the moment. But there, you were able to do that so nicely to reflect those back to her with those specific examples of how she did that. So I think you did that really well. You also acknowledged her eye contact. No notes. Yeah, I was amazed by that as well. I always have to take a couple of notes. So that was fabulous coaching with no notes. Yeah. And you really acknowledged her for that. So nice work there. The head nodding, right? Her tone, you acknowledged that. And then you gave her that little tweak about holding the pen. Interesting. I hadn't noticed that. And so I think that's a great pickup on your part and to offer that to her. I think here's my little note for you. I think you were ready to move on there. And I made a note, check with her. How does she perceive what you just said? But then she came in and she did. And then she said, oh, that's so interesting. You know? So I would just say that, Martha, just be aware that, you know, when you give her some kind of a tweak or knit that you're offering, make sure to check in, you know, that she's on board with it, or what does she think about that?
Okay, thank you.
I really liked you. Then you did a check-in. How are you doing so far with the feedback? Great, great style. I mean, that's a great, we do that in coaching, so why not in mentoring, right? Yeah, so nicely done there. You acknowledge queen of metaphors. She is. And so you were able to acknowledge that again, giving specific examples of what those were, and then to ask her, is there anything I missed? Yeah. So, and you were able to then give feedback when she said, was it evident when I hold back? And you were able to give feedback about that. So I think, yeah, overall, you really focused on what she wanted to do. With a longer session, I would say, you know, you might want to also give feedback on, you know, how she set the agreement. And you talked about that a little bit with the measure of success, but, you know, there may be other points in terms of a couple other competencies you might want to touch on. Okay. But I think but overall, your sense of how to engage, how to have a conversation, you were very conversational. Did that feel that way for you? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It was great. It was a great engagement. And your awareness about the language difference, I mean, again, important. Important when we're a coach, important when we're the mentor. So, yeah. What do you think about everything I've said? And what are you thinking that you might add into your mentoring that comes up for you right now?
Yeah, so I think my lesson when Gretchen coached me very early in the process is that day I arrived spastic. But I had everything. I didn't even know what it meant, how I arrived. I looked at it in two-dimensional, like car, well, you know what I mean? So I wasn't even open. And so that was kind of like a little levity, but I was trying to be apologetic at the same time for when Gretchen coached me, because I was like, I wasn't really coachable at that beginning of the session, right? And then she quickly traversed. So I was trying to be there for her. So what I learned in this process is make sure I totally dial in, right, to the person, understand their stuff. That may need to be some kind of questionnaire, either when we're level setting in the mentoring session or at the beginning of a class, if it's a class session. What do they need? How do they, like, you know, listen to the words they use and then customize it. The other thing I learned is, to your point about setting the agreement, the action items, there might be a couple, three, four areas that I really focus to in addition to what they say, you know, presence, you know, cultivating trust and safety. I did not do that here, but I was thinking before, in an hour versus 10 minutes is really going to be different. And so I'm going to have to expand that space and look for more things to help offer with specifics. But I think I can I can create a way to do that and still not be flipping pages and doing nutty stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, you can. But yes.
Well, you obviously do it. So yes, I think it's.
Well, but what I also, just to add on to that, Martha, I would say you have such a good, you know, you were able to bring forward those specifics. So I think you, you know, you do that really well. Yeah, that's a great talent of yours. So yeah, nice work.
Thank you.
Beautiful mentoring. Okay. Thank you. Thanks for working with me.
Thank you.
All right. Gretchen, do you want to come back in for a minute and give some feedback to Martha about her, about the mentoring that you received?
Yep. And I was, so Martha, I sent you a note also, just because I think sometimes helpful to see it written, but I really experienced you as attentive, dialed in, observant, you know, in it with me, which I think is exactly the feeling that I would want with a mentor, as opposed to feeling like I'm standing in front of a PhD board, you know, who's going to like tell me like,
no worries here. No worries.
But, you know, you just kind of go along and you have these different experiences. In my coaching journey, I've had some mentors that have been really great and some mentors that have been really tough and also good, like maybe mostly because it realized, made me think about, you know, what I didn't want to give up about myself and my style. I thought that lots of good affirmation and the specifics, you know, being able to give me a very specific example of like body language and what's happening with this frame, I thought was just really helpful. So, and I know you said at the beginning of the session and the last time we worked together too, like how different our language is. So I didn't experience that. You know, I really felt like, I don't know how hard that was for you, but it felt to me like we were speaking the same language. And so appreciate that shift.
Great. Your feedback. Thanks, Gretchen. Okay, good. All right. Wonderful. Okay. Let's bring everybody back just for a minute. We're going to go back to the main room a little earlier today. I think we have just a couple of things we want to talk about with everybody, but any comments? Helen, did you want to? I know that both Martha and Gretchen were interested in your. Did you want to? Normally, we aren't asking the client for feedback about the session, but anything you wanted to share briefly?
No, I thought it was masterful all around from Gretchen and the coaching and from Martha and the mentoring. Very present with, I felt. Gretchen was really present with me, really tracking with me. The metaphor was dynamite and is still marinating. And Martha, yes, I love you. Really felt very in that conversation with Gretchen, very present, very in, great points. I loved it, all of it.
Great. Thank you. Okay. All right. Any comments, questions briefly from you, John or Brent?
I just really enjoy the great coaching and the good mentoring. Martha, I thought you did a fantastic job today. Gretchen, too. It was enjoyable to watch.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think for me, it was just so enriching. Yeah, to observe the coaching, and the words that would come to my mind is harmony and resonance. So it's the not just the mechanical coaching competency, the resonance where something really comes to life or a melody. And Martha, I again also, there was one point that stood out to me, and I'm afraid I can't really recall it even, but I think it was around the success. Or around the contracting or something like that. And I thought it was so wonderful how you brought us to that point where you said, you know, you asked what else? And there was, I think you asked that question and there was nothing more, and really encouraging Gretchen in that point. That was really well done. Yeah. I mean, oh, really great stuff.
Okay. Thank you, John. Really great stuff. That I agree. Yeah, very nice. All right. I have told Jamie that we're done or that we're ready to come back, and she's not responded. So they must have a little extension going on. So we will wait until we're invited back or until she lets me know it's okay. So we don't interrupt their process. Mary,
I have something I would just like to offer you that in the context of this program, which is about learning how to be a good mentor coach, I have found it to be the way you and Jamie have structured it is really good. Like this ability to be able to observe, practice, and just tweak and refine and watch each other and learn from each other's ways of being. I have just found, like, I think the progress that I've made in my own coaching, I mean, I'm not actively mentoring, is just been like an accelerant, and also just kind of getting over myself, right? Like not being nervous. You're like just doing this thing. So
wonderful. Thank you.
Kudos to both of you and the work you put in.
I'm so happy to hear that. Thank you. You've made my day, and I'm so happy. That's your experience. Yeah. Thank you.
I see lots of heads nodding, so I think it could be shared experience. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
So Sherry, I'm going to get the words wrong, so I'm not even going to try, but you say something about what gets attention gets improved, right? And what's really funny is that I take that out of this class because it's not just here, it's everywhere. So it's in our coaching, right? It's in our, what do we do with people that we know? Like however you decide to spend your energy, what you give attention to, you're going to get more of. And so it's such a cool thing because back in my old life, I've managed by exception. Well, that's a buzzkill, right? Because you're only looking at bad stuff. It's a total buzzkill. So it's like, but you know, in the coaching space, you work out on what's going well, but this is like, this is taking it to the next level. Mm. And to Gretchen's point, my coaching is different. I'm a little bit bolder. I'm a little bit more affirmative. I'm not as Wonder Bread with no crust like I used to be. You know, I've got a little personality, but I would dial it back, but now I trust it a little bit more through this, the confidence in having us do this with each other in the safe space. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks, Martha. Yeah, that's really, we so believe in that model of focusing on what's working. And I agree. That's what we're going to get more of. I was just going to comment to you as I was listening to you, you know, there's also that saying, you spot it, you got it. And I was noticing that you acknowledged Gretchen, you noticed her use of metaphor and how, what a queen, you called her the queen of metaphors. You do that too. You're also great with metaphors. So you spot it, you got it.
And I play with my pen a lot.
Just makes me think, I mean, we're talking about something really deep in life. You know, what gets attention gets improved, and you see somebody and recognizing somebody is actually such a basic need for us to come to be in life, to be recognized as a human being. And I think there is such a power behind this, and it's great stuff and how it's expressed.
Yes, it's good to take it into the rest of, into our whole lives, right?
Absolutely.
All right, let's go ahead and come back. Jamie's telling us to come back.